I'm joined by TV reviewer Linda Burgess. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? You're going to stay in out of the weather today, Linda?
Oh, well, it's actually not that bad out there, but I just thought, sorry, I can do it on the phone today.
Great. Hey, how long has The Crown Season 3 been out?
Well, about 3 minutes. I mean, it was meant to come out yesterday. I mean, they said that was the date. But, of course, we're before everybody else, and so I guess it was coming out yesterday in other countries. So It arrived. Well, I heard it was going to arrive at 9:30 last night, and then I went to bed anyway. Actually, I thought I'd watch it this morning, and then my phone pinged at about 3:15 saying it was there in the morning. But however, I watched it from about 6:00. I actually had my breakfast in bed and took my television.
Good for you.
It's good, you know. Well, actually, what I'm looking forward to is, you know, Series 5, Episode 2, which will be Prince Andrew and his excessive honourability and his memory about pizza. Obviously, when they get to him, they're going to have the time of their life, aren't they? But this is Series 3, Episode, and I watched, in fact, I ended up watching the first three episodes, and it's new in that it's got Olivia Colman now as the Queen.
Yeah, I bet she's wonderful too.
She is terrific. I mean, when is she not actually terrific? And you get over, you know, Claire Foy, I think you're prepared to suspend disbelief. You know, you really just immediately believe it's the Queen. You have to, because they're changing. Same with the Duke, who's Tobias Menzies, and he's replaced Matt Smith, and actually I think he's a lot better than Matt Smith. Oh. I can't quite get Matt Smith.
Yeah,
but he's very good as the Duke, and she's very good as the Queen. But it's got the same sort of production and writing standards as the first two series, and I think I'm particularly enjoying it because it's come into my ear, and now it's actually in my living memory, the late '60s. So,
Because did we talk about it when it first came out? And you were, so I think possibly your mother or someone had said to you about Princess Margaret, you know, about how scandalous it was at the time. Yeah.
Yes, good memory. Yeah, that she did. Yeah, and but we didn't know now. Well, I mean, do we know them now? We feel as if we know them now because they're thrust into our faces all the time. But, you know, whenever they say things like, you know, a source close to the royal family. I mean, the other day there was a big discussion online about whether or not the Queen liked the Crown, whether she watched it herself. And then the really believable story she watches it with Prince Edward, her youngest son, who's been an actor, and yep, that's totally believable.
Yeah.
You think, who would ever know that she does? I mean, you know, it is very. I mean, it doesn't matter. Actually, it doesn't matter. They're sort of made up people. Even in the real, they're made up people. You know, so
someone must have asked her. I had Laura Clark on last week, who's the British ambassador to New Zealand. She was great, by the way.
Yes.
But she went to have tea with the Queen, and she said it was very much front of mind. She'd elected not to ask her whether she'd been watching The Crown or not, but somebody must have asked her.
Yeah, no, there is a terrific episode because the Prime Minister is now Harold Wilson, and he's the first Labour Party Prime Minister, I think, for a while at that stage. Mm. And I'd read somewhere, and who knows whether it's true or not, that she really liked Harold Wilson. And, you know, because he presented as this working-class man, and that's very interesting because they discuss in the first episode who you are and how you are presented. It's one of the central issues, actually, and I think it will be all the way through. And he says to her that he was actually an Oxford Don, you know. He actually smoked a cigar, but because he had to present as one of the people, he took on that pipe, which became the image of Harold Wilson. He's always got the pipe, hasn't he? You know, he said to her, I had to pretend to be something I'm not because I'm a Labour Party Prime Minister, you know, so that, and I can imagine her, I mean, what am I saying, but I can imagine her liking that about him because most people would then particularly sort of suck up to her, actually, you know, and be gentlemanly, and he was really good. But, the first episode starts with her, the person who's in charge of her paintings, and she walks in talking to him, and I sort of thought, that's Blunt. And, of course, Blunt was one of the Cambridge Five. You know, he was one of the spies with Burgess and Maclean, and he was found out much, much later. And it sort of implied that the reason they didn't find out about him too much, well, they did know about him, but they kept it quiet because he actually threatened the Duke of Edinburgh that he knew the Duke of Edinburgh was involved in the Profumo scandal. So I love all that because it's sort of stuff I know anyway.
And it's totally foreign to me, but I love hearing about it. Like, I love finding out for the first time. Like, I remember, remember that big fog in London in one of those earlier seasons?
Oh, yes.
I'd never heard of that before.
And people died. Well, actually, one of the reviewers, because after I've watched it and formed my own ideas, I read a review of him sort of overseas online about this, and they hadn't heard of the disaster in Aberfan. Yeah, had you heard of that? I mean, that was just...
Remind me?
I was in the seventh form at school in the coal mine in the coal village in Wales.
And
it came down on top of the school and killed 116 children. Absolutely heartrending. And I remember going to England, Wales, about 7 years later and driving past a sign to that road, you know, leading to that village, and thinking, I cannot go to that village. That is just too sad, you know, and that was used quite well. I mean, God, and I did watch that. That's the third episode, and I watched it girding my, you know, loins, actually. But she was accused. She didn't go for a week. She didn't visit the village, and the Duke of Edinburgh went, and Tony Armstrong-Jones went, but she didn't, and she was criticised, and then she did go, and apparently, people say, a source close to the royal family says she seriously regrets that she didn't go sooner.
Yeah.
And she says...
Well, we'll have all that Diana stuff coming up in later seasons as well.
I'm not, funnily enough, I'm not quite as interested in that.
No.
It's been so overdone, the Diana stuff.
That's right, because the Queen, the movie covered that period, didn't it?
Yeah, and she didn't come back, did she, in time?
No.
And then they went to church as normal, the vicar didn't mention it, and all of that stuff with Diana. But Princess Margaret is interesting. She's shown, you know, as someone who, that's a nice, you know, always being second. And I thought that with Prince Andrew, you know, just my earlier reference, he was second in line after Charles. And then as he's got further and further and further away as the next lot have been born, and he, I don't know what he is in line to the throne now, but quite a way down. And that watching yourself being moved backwards mustn't be easy. But
you've just reminded me, one of my favourite scenes was Prince Charles at boarding school. Boy, doesn't that explain a lot about his
personality? I don't think in the end I watched that one, because I found that one quite hard to watch.
It was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah, but I have been mocked and vilified by saying in my latest book that I thought Prince Charles was really cute when we were both 15, and people were still coming up to me saying, how could you?
Yeah.
And I was saying I was in party year, and there was only one boy who looked a bit like Bobby V, and that was about it. So Prince Charles, still relative. But anyway... So I think it's good. I think it's good. Of course it is good, The Crown, and everybody who liked it last time will like it again. And I think it is quite educational, but you do have to take it with a bar of soap, I think, really.
Okay.
Because you don't know. But they do a good job of making it look real, and they've got that same sort of colour, which is good. You know, that sort of black and white and grey that the first two series had?
Yeah.
It's beautiful to look at.
Yeah, they've just done it properly, haven't they?
They
will do it once.
Lots of money spent on it.
Yeah.
And the other one that I'd like to mention, actually, is Moving Out with Kano, which is on Thursdays on TV3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know she's on with you on 7 o'clock.
My co-host and my great, great friend, I'm not impartial at all, but I'd be interested to hear what you thought of it.
Well, no, it's terrific, actually. And she is, I mean, I think she's an absolute star.
Yeah.
Great. But what it does particularly well is for people like me who grew up with almost no Māori whatsoever, is that it introduces, it uses Māori in the most accessible way ever. About 20, basically the story, they each week, you know, a couple of families move out of the city and make life changes. And so the first episode last week, there was a couple with their two kids, and they've taken them out of school and they've gone onto the road, you know. And
yeah, what a beautiful family that was.
Oh, weren't they? Oh, they were absolutely gorgeous. And so they're talking, you know, to the children and to each other, and there's always subtitles if we need it. But I realised to my pride how many words I know now.
Oh, hey, cool.
I reckon that's happened over the last 3 or 4 years, and that's the best way to get New Zealanders to know Māori, which we should all know.
No, I know what you mean. I sometimes wonder, you know, I'll hear someone like Guyan using it on Morning Report back in the day, and I thought, I love the sound of this. I don't think I'm going to pick anything up, or it's not going to change my knowledge at all,
but
hearing these phrases. I don't think I'm going to think I'll use that next time, but but yet I do feel like it sort of keeps it alive.
I do too, and I do think you learn without actually realising, because, you know, you suddenly know, you know, Morena. I mean, you just know things. Yeah. And when they were talking about the kids and things they were using, and I just thought, oh, so I didn't look at the subtitles to see how well I can understand it. And I was understanding quite a bit of it, and I was so pleased.
Go, Linda.
She's good because she's totally unpatronising, she's lively, and she's very straight and true, actually. You know, she, I think she's amazing.
And I think, I don't think she'll mind me saying this on air, but I think it's been a bit of a journey for her as well, you know, this sort of, more of this Māori tanga, doing this show, using more te reo. I know that they used a lot of... they had a consultant, te reo consultant, that was with her through the whole time, and I think it was kind of a breakthrough few months for her filming it too.
Yes, well, I read an interview with her, and she sort of said that, and said, you know, that has been very good for her. So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
You
nice one.
That too. No, it's absolutely worth watching. It's, I don't know, it's lovely watching something that makes you feel good, and it feels in the best sense. It's not sentimental, you know, stupid. It's really well done. It's well done. I didn't see it when Tamati, I bet he was good too. He did it on TV1, moving up.
No, me neither.
But anyway, now it's on TV3, which is nice, and it's Kanoa, and she is terrific. And so there's some quite good things to watch on, well, Netflix and television.
Yeah, so that's it's moving out with Kanoa is 7:30 Thursday, and The Crown is now available. I presume the whole thing's available on Netflix.
A whole lot,
isn't it?
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know how. Well, I might just watch another one now. So.
And Linda's book is available. Linda Burgess, Someone's Wife, doing great things.
Yep. Selling well.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. I'm not surprised. Thanks, Linda.
That's nice. Okay.
Good to chat to you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.